ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय।
ॐ
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, entitled Status Quo, Chapter Number 26, entitled Fundamental Principles of Material Nature, and Text 21. यातत् सत्त्वगुणं स्वच्छं शान्तं भगवता पदम् यद् अहुर्वासुदेवज्ञं चित्तं तान्महदात्मकम् यत्तत् सत्त्वगुणां स्वच्छं शान्तं भगवता पदम् यद् अहुर्वासुदेवज्ञं चित्तं तन्महदात्मकम् यत्तत् सत्त्वगुणां स्वच्छं शान्तं भगवता पदम् यद् अहुर्वासुदेवाख्यां चित्तं तन्महत् आत्मकम्। यत् विच् तत् दत् सत्त्वगुणां द मोड ऑफ गुडनेस स्वच्छं क्लियर शांतं सोबर भगवतः ऑफ द पर्सनालिटी ऑफ गॉडहेड पदम द स्टेटस ऑफ अंडरस्टैंडिंग यत विच अहु इज कॉल्ड Vasudevakyam by the name Vasudeva. By the name Vasudeva. Sorry. Chittam, consciousness. That. Mahat Atmakam. Manifest in the Mahatattva. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Prabhupada ki
Jai.
Translation. The mode of goodness, which is the clear, sober status of understanding the personality of Godhead, and which is generally called Vasudeva or consciousness, becomes manifest in the Mahatattva. Purport. The Vasudeva manifestation or the status of understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called pure goodness or Shuddha Sattva. In the Shuddha Sattva status, there is no infringement of the other qualities, namely passion and ignorance. In the Vedic literature, there is mention of the Lord's expansion as the four personalities of Godhead, Vasudeva, Sankarsana, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Here in the reappearance of the Mahatattva, the four expansions of Godhead occur. He who is seated within as Supersoul expands first as Vasudeva. The Vasudeva stage is free from infringement by material desires and is the status in which one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Or the objective which is described in the Bhagavad Gita as Adbhuta. This is another feature of the Mahatattva. The Vasudeva expansion is also called Krishna consciousness, for it is free from all tinges of material passion and ignorance. This clear state of understanding helps one to know the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Vasudeva status is also explained in Bhagavad Gita as Kshetra Jnana, which refers to the knower of the field of activities as well as the superknower. The living being who has occupied a particular type of body knows that body, but the superknower, Vasudeva, knows not only a particular type of body, but also the field of activities in all the different varieties of bodies. In order to be situated in clear consciousness or Krishna consciousness, one must worship Vasudeva. Vasudeva is Krishna alone. When Krishna or Vishnu is alone, without the accompaniment of his internal energy, he is Vasudeva. When he is accompanied by his internal potency, he is called Dwarkadisha. To have clear consciousness or Krishna consciousness, one has to worship Vasudeva. It is also explained in Bhagavad Gita that after many, many births, one surrenders to Vasudeva. Such a great soul is very rare. In order to get release from the false ego, one has to worship Sankarsana. Sankarsana is also worshipped through Lord Shiva. The snakes which covers the body of Lord Shiva are representation of Sankarsana. And Lord Shiva is also absorbed in meditation upon Sankarsana. One who is actually a worshipper of Lord Shiva as a devotee of Sankarsana can be released from false material ego. If one wants to get free from mental disturbance, one has to worship Aniruddha. For this purpose, worship of the moon planet is also recommended in the Vedic literature. Similarly, to be fixed in one's intelligence, one has to worship Pradyumna, who is reached through the worship of Brahma. These matters are explained in Vedic literature. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Sakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Tadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurun Vaishnavamsa Sri Rupam Sagrijatam Sagana Raghunatam Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sagitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Sri Vishakan Vitam Sya Ye Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sudadevi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyasya Kripa Sindhu Vyayevacha Patitanam Pavanevyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadada Srivasari Gaura Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna Blessing to all assembled devotees and speak on this subject matter. So, we are seeing the gradual manifestation of different elements which is coming from Pradhan. The Pradhan is the unmanifested state which is the original thing, and by the glance of Mahavishnu, where the time factor is entered along with the jivas, and so when that time factor is inserted in the Pradhan, then it gets agitated, then Mahatattva, and then we see now all the three modes are manifesting. So here in this is a beautiful purport where Prabhupada is stressing the point of Krishna consciousness and how we can achieve. Like he is giving a positive side of how we can get Krishna consciousness and from which mode. So in Bhagavad Gita, in the 14th chapter, it specifically deals with the material modes, the three modes of material nature. So, The last six chapters of Bhagavad Gita is the jnana section. That means the knowledge part. So the first six is mainly about karma. The second, the middle six is about bhakti. And the last six about knowledge. So basically, in Bhagavad Gita, we see the five subject matter is taught. So first is what? First is Ishvara. So the controller, the God, and then the Jiva. And then the third is Kala. And then fourth is Prakriti, and the fifth is Karma. So except Karma, all the four are eternal and we can't do anything. And it is always there. Only the fifth, that is Karma, it is on our hand. How we are doing our activities and how we are enjoying. So it's just like a bird in a tree where it is enjoying the different fruits of his own activities. So, if you see in Bhagavad Gita, this five subject matter is there. And what is the interrelation between these five subject matter is nicely given in Bhagavad Gita. So, in the early section, it is given the details of Jiva. Then, you know, Krishna speaks about himself from 4th chapter onwards. And only in from 7 to 12, you can see the details of Krishna. And the last section talks about material nature, Prakriti. Now, the connection of what is the relation between Jiva and to Ishvara, and what is the relation between Jiva and material nature, and what is the relation between material nature and the Ishvara. So, if you see interrelation, you know, mapping, so we can understand what is the position of each and every item and collection with that. So, right now, we are, you know, we are marginal potency. Sometimes we are in, you know, under the shelter of internal potency, sometime we are under the shelter of external potency. And so the last section talks about how we are entangled in the external potency and how we can align ourselves into internal potency. So this detail, this knowledge is very important for us to unentangle the modes and come to Shuddha Sattva. So in material world, the three modes, that is goodness, passion and ignorance, there is always a competition for supremacy. So we cannot say that a person is completely in mode of goodness or a person is completely in mode of passion or ignorance. We cannot say that. Even in goodness, there is a tingence of passion and ignorance. So even in Varnashram, if you see, according to the modes, they are different, like Brahmanas in mode of goodness, Kshatriya in mode of passion, and Vaishya in a mixed mode, and Sudra in ignorance. So, because this is very important, Krishna says that Chaturvanyam Maya system Guna Karmasya Vibhavasya. That means by the one's nature and by activity. That means by what kind of work he does and what kind of quality he has, according to that this division is made, not by birth. So these three modes are like, they are, for example, you know, we were discussing in one of the classes among brahmacharis. So one example was given by Bhakti Sarprabhu. He was here before that time. So he was saying, so example, for you are in a boxing ring, and there is opponent is like, you know, like a very hefty heavyweight champion, like that, you know, imagine. And he wants to hit you. You are so weak. But the thing is, he is not alone. There are three like that boxers. And they are fighting among each other, who will give the first punch to you. This is like modes. So passion and ignorance and goodness, like goodness, passion and ignorance, they are three competing within each other for supremacy. For what? To affect us. So sometimes that's why we've been manipulated, or we've been forced, or we've been controlled by certain modes. And we show a certain inclination because we get associated with a particular mode, and then we develop that quality. So like, for example, you know, if we have a choice and we have selected one choice, and that actually gives a impetus, or that gives actually, you know, proclivity to do select the same choice irrespective of, you know, situation and circumstances, because we have been, you know, favored by a particular mode, and we think, you know, that is, you know, That is my choice, my taste. You know, you see that. So, but even though all the three modes are binding in nature, they are not liberating one conditioned soul, but all the three modes are binding in nature. Example is given that, you know, a person in mode of goodness can be bound by a golden chain, a passion can be in a silver chain, and the ignorance can be in an iron chain. But the fact we have to remember that the chain may be different, but the binding is always there. And to, if for example, if we are ourselves bind, we need someone who can unbind us. That's why by taking shelter of a pure devotee, bona fide spiritual master, who are above these modes, or to taking shelter of person who is not under this mode, can easily unbind the people who are in under the modes of material nature. So, in Srila Prabhupada, when he was traveling from in Jaladuta, so he is praying. These people are mostly in passion and ignorance, and they think they are happy. Now, how am I going to tell this message to them? This is Prabhupada giving the message which is beyond the modes. And he is praying that please help so that these people are not, you know, especially, you know, he is talking about his audience. And he is going on a preaching mission, which is, which, you know, which actually, you know, when he was there in New York, and when people are seeing him, they were thinking, you know, this old Swamiji, he was having this, you know, the swim cap and his dress and the overcoat which was given by Dr. Mishra to him, and he was wearing and he was walking. So people saw him. So one time one old man was seeing Prabhupada. So Prabhupada, you know, his consciousness, his vision, these are not under this, you know, apparently looks like, you know, he is thinking of something, he is, you know, alone, he is, you know, like little bit unhappy, he is lost or something. But he is always meditating on, you know, Vasudeva. He is walking and seeing that this street can be used in Krishna consciousness. So he is seeing Fifth Avenue, he is saying this street can be used in Krishna consciousness. And then he is seeing the building and he is saying, okay, this building looks good, I have to contact the real estate. Like that, you know. But apparently one person came and he was sitting in a park bench. He was sitting alone in park bench and he was meditating. And this person came and said, you know, are you alone? What happened, you know? It naturally feels like, you know, this person old, you know. Imagine, he's a strange sannyasi, never compromise, huh? Because when Prabhupada went to US, he, you know, there's a Swami Nikhilananda. There's a, from Ramakrishna Mission, he told, you have to give up, you have to compromise. The vows which you take, that is only applicable in India. You have to get it into the spirit of America. You have to be one with them like that and then give. You have to compromise meat eating and liquor. You cannot have this traditional clothing. You need to wear suit. Prabhupada said, you know, forget it. I'm not going to compromise, you know. Because what is the consciousness of Prabhupada? Prabhupada, he said, you all come here to beg the technology knowledge of the West. But I'm not here to beg. I'm here to give the knowledge. I'm not here to adapt your lifestyle. I'm not here to adapt the Western culture. I'm not here to gain something. I'm actually having the medicine for the, you know, eternal happiness. I am having the medicine which can remove the all the modes and everything. I am here to give this knowledge and I am not here to take anything. So I don't have to compromise anything. This is the consciousness of Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, no, don't worry, I know. And this person is sitting in the park bench And that, you know, old man coming and saying, are you alone, you know? What is it? He said, I am not alone. I am not alone at any time. I already have temples. I already have books. I am already rich. It's just that time separating me. And I am always connected to my spiritual master. And I am tasting the nectar of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So, the person, you know, we may be going up away from this topic, but I was thinking this is very important. We need example in our Krishna consciousness. Even Bhagavad Gita says, whatever the great person does, the common people follow. We might be reading this, you know, consciousness, this Krishna consciousness, happiness in Krishna consciousness, and, you know, so many things. We cannot experience at this moment, but we know someone who has tasted that and we have connection to that person. Isn't that glorious? We can 100% tell that Krishna consciousness was experienced by Srila Prabhupada. Because how is it possible? How is it possible otherwise? You know, because the way if we go through the live, at least the initial stage, it is not a smooth ride at all. And you have all the reason to be unhappy in Krishna consciousness, for Srila Prabhupada. You have all the reason. Even the travel, when he was traveling, it was not a smooth ride. It took 36 days and he has to get down at different port. When he went first into Sri Lanka, he went out and then he went to Cochin. He collected his truck loads of books. And then he celebrated his Janmashtami. And he celebrated his birthday. No one knows. And he cooked for everyone. And his only weapon is Srimad Bhagavatam. That is the only medicine he has. And his order of a spiritual master. And he has complete faith in Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Irrespective of his mission and everything, whenever, you know, he was, you know, it's not that, you know, when Prabhupada had established, centers and all over the world, then he spent a lot of time in translating Bhagavatam and everything. No, even at this place where Prabhupada was living in Agarwal's place, he used to spend 5 hours in translating Srimad Bhagavatam. There was all the obstacle for him to be unhappy and drop the mission and come back. There was no, you know, like, because the main point here, I want, even like, he had that desire, and Krishna actually, you know, test, you know, makes his devotee so glorious. He wants to make, you know, he has contacted, you know, for example, for establishing a center in New York, Prabhupada. For example, if I'm traveling or something, and our visa is 3 months, and you are in a mission, 2.5 months nothing happened. You have 1 week time. In 1 week time, at least I would say, okay, let me see some Statue of Liberty and some sightseeing, and then get back and go home. You know, whatever come and finish, you know, go. 1 week time, he has made an appointment with the real estate to buy a building which is $100,000 in New York, in 72nd Street, which has 3 floors. And he has designed, he has contacted one of the God brothers about the deities, Radha Krishna deities. He wanted in the ground floor Prashadam Hall, in the mezzanine floor as a temple, and the first floor as a, you know, staying. And he is thinking which deities, which, you know, carving in 1 week visa time. Prabhupada is thinking, and he is writing letter. He wrote letter to, you know, Padampat Singhanaya. You know, he is a person who wants to sponsor. He said, you know, can you sponsor? I have got a place. We can establish Radha Krishna in New York temple, New York. And this is a place where we can worship. So he is writing letter to, you know, him. Can you sponsor? And then he is writing letter to, you know, Prime Minister of India. Unfortunately, he passed away. Then he is writing letter to Indira Gandhi. Can you make arrangement to release the fund? We got already a sponsor. Can you make arrangement to release the fund so that I can get and, you know. Then he is writing to Sumati Morarji. See, you already done so much for me. You have made me, you know, gave me a free ticket. And you have helped. Maybe you will help more people who want to come from India. You can also help. But right now we can establish Balakrishna. Because Sumati Maharaji, she was attached to Balakrishna worship and she was a devotee of Krishna. And Krishna also used her in, inspiring Srila Prabhupada, because she wrote the first letter saying that, Swamiji, don't come back unless until your health is okay and your mission is accomplished. Please don't come back. Then Prabhupada writes, you already mentioned this. I want to do this. Can you send money? So when everyone turned their face, God brothers, they said no. Then Indira Gandhi secretary told no. Everyone turned. Then Prabhupada saying, see, discouragement. I am not a person to be discouraged. I am not a such a person who can be discouraged. So discouragement, unhappiness, loneliness, depressed, all the blues, these are all untouched for Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada, when he walks only in the New York, cold, chill, full snow, he didn't even know what is snow. When he get up in the morning, first thing when he saw, who had whitewashed all the city? He was saying, who whitewashed this? What is it? Oh, then he understood snow. They are called emergency couple of days in New York. They call for emergency. No, nothing is happening. Still he has to walk. Because, he was staying in a place where there is no cooking facility, there is no bathing facility, there is no kitchen, there is no toilet or bathroom, nothing. And he has to walk all the way to Mishra's office to get all these things done. And being a sannyasi, he has to take bath 3 times. And in the winter chill, without any, clothing and only the, sannyasi cloth, he used to walk. And during that time, if anyone meets, he said, don't worry, everything. They think, this Swamiji is lost. No. Actually, he has come to save the lost fallen soul. You are lost. That is the mission of Srila Prabhupada. So the person having that kind of consciousness, which is beyond the modes, he can actually see what these people are undergoing. He can see the potency that these people are actually looking for Krishna. After that, he was staying in different places. But still, he couldn't able to tell what he wants to tell. He was, staying with Agarwal's family. So Agarwal, Sally Agarwal and Gopal Agarwal, they have actually sent this sponsor. They've been doing this. His father in India, very pious man, he used to always tell his son to sponsor sadhus. And they done 3-4 times, no one come. And they were in a great shock when they got reply from A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami. Because they thought, this is the last time you're going to do this. We've been doing this again and again because of my mark. I don't want to upset my father. I have to send this letter so that, Prabhupada, any sadhu can come. And this is the last time. And to the shock of their core, and they got reply from A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami that I'm arriving. So when they picked him, the Agarwal, Gopal Agarwal is the first Indian in Butler, Pennsylvania to be an Indian. And he is working and he is comfortably staying. And now they are getting Srila Prabhupada into their house, which is like they can't even imagine. Because they are in a deep embarrassment and deep wonder and deep, excited. All mixed emotions are going through. And Sally is the first organizer of a program. How she did is, in order to avoid all these complication questions from neighbors and others and friends and relatives and everyone, she put the ad in a newspaper. Just to get out of this, questions and everything. Because how many people will go in to ask, who is this strange person? Who is this person in your house? What is he doing? Why he has come? So he went to the biggest newspaper and they said, this is not exciting news. Then she went to the local newspaper, said that, this is the news, this person. And they said, okay, we'll put the news. She said, Bhakti Vedanta Swami from India has come. And they were thinking that he has come just to publish his books and sell his books. That is his mission. He got the truckload of books and that is his mission. He has come just selling the books and he will go back. This is what they thought. And then they put ad, you know, this A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, scholarly person, Srimad Bhagavatam, you know, translated from Sanskrit to English. And this person has arrived and he is staying. And they didn't make him to stay in his home only. They said, we will put him in YMCA, which is nearby. But Swamiji can stay in, you know, daytime here and nighttime he go and sleep there. And then he put the ad. And seeing that, the professor actually called for a uni program. So Prabhupada used to, you know, say, he used to come in the morning time and there, you know, they used to cook meat. Prabhupada used to have everyday evening program at Sally's place. And then, you know, she said, you know, I don't smoke in front of him because he is like my father-in-law. I have to give respect. Prabhupada said, nothing worry, don't worry. Think nothing. This is the standard dialogue of Prabhupada. Whenever Sarayaka said, oh, sorry, we have prepared meat, sorry. Think nothing, don't worry. Everything is fine. He used to come and, you know, give discussion. And then he used to go to the uni. And then uni program, where it was arranged by the professor, he picked him up and then he went. Then they were sitting in a, you know, the class was there, you know, they scheduled the program. And it just went for 15 minutes only. And then, you know, bell rang and all the students went to the class. And then there was a break. So Prabhupada and this professor were sitting in a bench. Now Prabhupada, you know, he has to give these books. His main, one of the mission is to, you know, print these books and give. Now Prabhupada has spent, you know, back in India also, he started his magazine. He used to travel from the, you know, Vrindavan to Delhi to just print, and you know, it's a big struggle. And these books, so he talked with that person 1 hour. So the devotees actually, you know, asked the person who has, you know, spoke to, what did Prabhupada actually speak with you? And you know, that person was saying, oh, Prabhupada, he was asking about the trees in the garden. He was asking about the trees. What is this tree? What is that tree called? What is this tree called? And then this person is saying, this tree is like that, and this tree is like that. Then Prabhupada used to tell, we also have a tree in our place where Krishna used to play. He used to tell this tree, okay, we have this tree, and this tree Krishna played like that. And there is another tree where Krishna played like that. So he used to talk like that. So he spoke with him 1 hour just to give one set of Bhagavatam to him. We think, you know, giving books, you know, we want an immediate result. Less time spent and more productivity, more efficient. We have to give books and get money and go. You know, Prabhupada used to spend hours just to make that person comfortable and speak to him relevantly and then give the book and then ask, well, Prabhupada asked him, you know, this book is there. Can you place this book in the library in the university? He said, okay, I'll take you. Then they went and they put the first volume sets of Prabhupada in the library. And devotees went actually. Devotees went and this time, you know, they went and asked, you know, can we have? So they took that and they said, we are going to replace with this in a new edition. And the library thought, you know, oh, we will not pay extra for this and all, you know. They said, no, you don't have to pay. You just have to change. These are the, you know, the most precious thing. So then the books were taken, and Prabhupada used to give this and used to collect whatever money he collected through this book. He has to, you know, the money which he collected, and he was staying in one of the room, that 301, and there with the help of, you know, the janitor which is looking after that building, he helped and he stole everything, the typewriter. And Prabhupada lost all the money, $157. One word is like thousands of dollars that time. Prabhupada wanted for that building $100,000, which is equal to 7 lakhs of Indian rupees. So 7 lakhs was 100,000. Nowadays, now 100,000 is 55 lakhs. And they were, the person was ready. The person was ready to send the money, but he said two conditions. First thing, you have to clear the immigration thing, that is a transfer, money transfer, foreign exchange. Second thing is, I wanted, you know, to build you, like build the temple from the scratch, and I want all the doom in a traditional Indian style of building. So Prabhupada writing, you know, he said, see, you are, you know, Krishna is, you know, in two places. One is in Vrindavan and one is in Dwaraka. In Dwaraka, Krishna has all individual palaces for his queen and is very opulently worshipped. But in Vrindavan, it is not opulent. He is just playing with his friends and, you know, all, you know, whatever is available, whatever. So, he is saying to that sponsor, you wanted to worship Krishna as a Dwarkadish, as an opulent Krishna, but I am a Vrindavan guy. I don't want to worship him like that. In sense, you just send money. He said, maybe I can, you know, we can make another floor with a chakra on the top and we'll use this building for Krishna's service. You send money. So, we, you know, building, you know, from the scratch in New York, it will cost millions of dollars. So, you know, he said, please send and we will do it. So, somehow or other didn't happen. In even to start the preaching, it was not easy. He waited almost 6 months to openly talk about Krishna consciousness. In Sally's Agarwal's place, he was bound by the sensitivity of a middle-aged family, middle-class family. Because they were thinking, you know, Swamiji, you know, he sensed that they are not very comfortable with my stay. They are not very comfortable in announcing that this person has come to talk about Krishna. And this is his mission. He sensed that. Then he moved to Mishra. So Mishra, you know, he used to talk 1 hour. His talk is like, I am the consciousness and you are the consciousness. We are all one. Hardcore Mayavad philosophy. And Prabhupada used to sit at the back and listen to it. And Mishra said, Swamiji actually came to recover my health. He used to cook for him. He used to cook nicer or sabji, even for Agarwal family. Wherever Prabhupada was there, he used to take care of people so much. He, you know, he kept the books in the Paragon in New York. He used to keep all these books, his books. And then the New York, the person who is the wife of the proprietor of that shop, first declined, I will not sell your books. Then second, you know, Prabhupada used to say, and then she said, she's saying, I usually, you know, don't have much conversation with my customers. Even he used to come, because he used to walk all the time, he used to come to the shop and ask for water. Before conversation, he'll ask her, can I get some water? She said, anytime any customer asks for water, I just say, you know, go there and take the water. But this person, I cannot say no. I used to serve him. I used to go get the water and give him. And then I told, you know, India, I like samosa, I told. The next time Prabhupada bought a tray of samosa to that lady. Just to, you know, please. He used to cook full meal, you know, like midday. Afternoon, he used to cook for, you know, Gopal, Sally, everyone. Because Gopal, you know, is saying, you know, he was working near his house. So he used to come in the afternoon for lunch. So Prabhupada used to cook. Chapati, dal, rice, everything he used to cook for him and for all. And he used to cook and then he used to go and translate Srimad Bhagavatam for 5 years. And then evening, you have class, you know, session at his place. So initially, he was bound by that, you know, uncomfortable situation and he sensed that as a middle class family, they couldn't, they're not, you know, it's understandable because people ask many questions. And then he moved to Mishra's house. There he also bound. He was not given opportunity to speak about Krishna. Maximum is Mishra asked him to sing a song. Do a kirtan. Swamiji, yeah, he can do some kirtan. But talking, no. Because he knew. And then he wanted to get a new apartment. Even to, you know, he moved into Bauri, and but finally when he got this, you know, avenue, 22nd Avenue, whatever money he had collected, that book, you know, he gave to all the university and everyone, whatever he collected, everything he wiped and gave it as a first month rent. There was not a single penny for next day, for his own survival and to pay rent. Can you believe? The dependent on Krishna. Complete dependent on Krishna. There is no question of modes and all here. A person who is completely dependent on Krishna and who is really above all these modes, and he has come to deliver this message. And this consciousness which we are talking, we can see not only Prabhupada, all the acharyas, they are showing an example of the Suddha Sattva consciousness. And we can be so proud that we have some connection with them. You know, for example, we say, generally people say happiness and everything. We may not say I am so happy, but we can at least say I know a person who is always happy, who was happy in the midst of all this. If you read the initial stage, the planting of the seeds, and you know the journey, the 1965 to 66. If we can read and if we can understand what Prabhupada had done, really, you know, we can't even digest. By reading only, you won't get sleep. Can you imagine? That person, you know, he is having clear consciousness and clear idea what he has to do. Prabhupada knows perfectly that to get this knowledge out, I need my own place. I cannot depend on anyone. I need a place. And that place has to be a same place so that people know regularly they can come. So Prabhupada one time he was giving talk at, you know, Lions Club, then Thakur Society, then all these places they arranged, you know, sporadic here and there, you know, talk. But Prabhupada was not very happy about how it is going, because he knew this audience going and talking here and that audience, you know, everyone, then, you know, there is no follow up, there is no cultivation after that. So he need a fixed place where people come there regularly, so he can, you know, cultivate them and make and elevate them from lower, you know, modes to the highest modes. I mean, like beyond the modes. I'll stop here. Sorry, I couldn't able to cover the purport of this. I thought I'll speak on the essence part, which is, we can, if anyone have any question, comments, correction. So.
Thank you very much. Actually, there are so many stories about how much difficulty he suffered to get the Bhagavad Gita printed in the press. He has considerable trouble. He had reduced the size of Bhagavad Gita to get it printed because the press said that we can put only so many pages, so we had to cut down. So even printing the book, then and Shruti Chari was here, he gave like a few years back. He told how ascetic Prabhupada was. One day Shruti Chari asked Krishna Prabhupada, I don't want to go down to you again and again. Prabhupada said, anyway, do it. And you run out. So this is and then Brahmanand told so many stories about Prabhupada. He served, Brahmanand served Prabhupada as secretary, and he said in 22nd Avenue. So many things Prabhupada, incredible.
We have now all these books coming. Brahmanand Prabhu has written Swamiji is a book. And then we have Swami in a Strange Land. And then Shyamchandra Prabhu has written Chasing the Rhinos, over 3 volumes. And then we have this Family Business by Vaisheshika Prabhu. And then Miracle on 2nd Avenue by Mukunda Goswami. So we have, you know, like varieties of books. and you know, this, each and every book is like a gem. And if we can read, then we know what we are actually enjoying. You know, Prabhupada said, I've already cooked the feast. You all have to eat, that's all.
He said, Malati and Shamanati
Glim. Yeah.
That made you joyous.
He has written the book.
He's very humble, ignorant. Incredible work for him. Nobody can do this. So what you said, that should be
done. The more books are coming, I think Harisavi Prabhu also written his final book, I think. There are a lot of books coming out. And it's given here in the question is like we are here in three modes of material nature struggling, but also we have this, got this transcendental path which is there, and now we are also trying to move there, but we want to check ourselves and what are the symptoms with that we can check that we are not, we are coming out of this mode and going into that path. Is that right? So here in the Prabhupada he said, the Vasudeva stage is free from infringement by material desires and is a status in which one can understand the Supreme Personality of God. So, you know, Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj also used to tell the story that there was a marriage party. They want to go, but the whole night they are rowing, and then in the morning they woke up, still they are there. Is that? The anchor which they put, they have forgot to remove it. So similarly, we are trying to move away from these modes, and at the same time, like if we are, you know, Krishna consciousness and sense gratification, or Krishna consciousness material desires, is like you are trying to light up and you are putting water, it doesn't work. And how material desire is that only we can know what kind of material desire is coming and sprouting in our heart. And to be desireless is impossible. We need to desire. So, you know, that is how we can. Right now, we are in the stages of purification. So, we can, whatever desire is there, we are trying to dovetail that desire in some more service of Krishna. That is the least step we can take. I was reading yesterday that Mahaprabhu was saying that life, money, intelligence and words, at least one should be given to Krishna. We are not in the stage of giving our life to Krishna, we have to give our money to Krishna. Otherwise we can give our intelligence, we can use preaching, we can give this. And words, you can talk to your friends about Krishna. So either one you can give it to Krishna, or you can give everything to Krishna. If you give everything, you are a sannyasi. So you can give one. And the practical thing is, in Bhagavad Gita, that you have to come to goodness. Even though, goodness is binding by knowledge and happiness.
But at least we should come ourselves to goodness, so that that is a springboard where we can actually go to Shuddha Sattva. So one has to come to goodness. So goodness means, you know, to get up early. We are prioritizing our day to, you know, chanting, or of course spiritual activities is transcendental, but the way, you know, goodness, there are many factors, the food, austerity, charity, sacrifice, time, everything is there divided. So in Bhagavad Gita it says, so we try to, you know, manage our lifestyle in a way where we are elevating to goodness, at the same time we are practicing. And yes. Even the 14th chapter also, he has the same similar question. A person who is about transcendental, what is his symptoms and activities? And for that you can read Leelamrit, so you will know.
శ్రీమద్ భాగవతం కి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద కి గో ప్రేమ నంది.